bring dinner from the second wife. He said, no need to cook today. I will bring dinner from the second wife. The husband came home and he knocked the door. And the wife opened the door. That is the only thing that the man could remember. The man is in ICU now. Unfortunately, the second wife is in restaurant. Praise the Lord. The moral lesson of it is that let us be careful about what we say and let's be careful about what we hear. The Lord will bless our mothers in the mighty name of Jesus. We just want to thank God for our mommies. We thank God for the wisdom, for the knowledge that He has reposed on you. You are embodiment of knowledge. You are embodiment of wisdom. This morning, quickly, I want to talk to you. And this message is to our mommies and even to our aspiring mothers. So I want us to listen. Characteristics of a good mother in an ungodly world. Characteristics of a good mother in an ungodly world. Amen. And I'm taking my text from the book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 3 to 5. Titus, chapter 2, verse 3 to 5. And who's there? Who's changing it? Titus, chapter 2, verse 3 to 5. And I'm going to take from 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 3 to 5 again. Titus, chapter 2 say, the aged women, likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. Okay, thank you. Not false accusers, not given to much wine. Teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste keepers at home, good and obedient to their own husbands. And the word of God be not blasphemed. Amen. 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 And when you go to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 3 to 5, it says, I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers day and night, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother, Louise, and thy mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of the holy word in Jesus' name. Amen. So, the mom ministry is one of the toughest assignments God ever gave anybody. Number one, you've got to be insightful. You've got to be a psychologist. You've got to be a nurse in the house. You've got to be a teacher. You've got to be an electrician in the house. And again, you've got to be a good management negotiator. I remember several times when my son and I, we are at a loggerhead. My wife will bring her negotiating skill in order to negotiate between me and him. He will say, okay, you are the father. Whatever he's doing, just make sure that you listen to him. When he does, allow him to do whatever he wants to do, then he will come back. So the mothers, they have a very, very, very big assignment that God has given them. And I pray that God, that you will not fail in that assignment in Jesus' name. Amen. 600 college students, they were asked to write down the most beautiful word in English language. 422 of them, they wrote the word mother. That shows how important you are. Praise the Lord. Being a godly mother in an ungodly society, particularly the world that we live now, is not an easy task. We need to pray for our mothers often, and we need to pray for them always. We hear every day about wicked mothers who do evil things. But I believe most of our people and most of our mothers here seated here today, they are good mothers and they do all their best. We have mothers killing their children. I hope and I pray that ours will not be like that in the mighty name of Jesus. When you go to the book of Mark chapter 6 from verse 21 to 25. Mark chapter 6 from verse 21 to 25. You see the story of a mother there who influenced her daughter to ask for the head of John the Baptist. I pray that our mothers, they will not be like that in the mighty name of Jesus. I learned a lot and important things from my mother. She did not have a Western education. But she had a little to say about everything. Everything that I say today, most of my behavior, I think I took it from her. The reason is that I lost my father 40 years ago. I was very young, I was in high school. So most of my adult life was with her. But I still remember some of the things that she used to say. Even though that she's gone. But those words, they always stick with me. Number one thing I can recall is that she will tell me, if you can't say something nice about a person, don't say anything at all. She said, don't say anything at all. And she used to say, if you are wrong, don't be afraid to apologize. That is why when everybody sees me, say, Bravo Bola, you did this thing, first thing is that I will apologize. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And she will tell me, mean what you say and say what you mean. She will say, if you want to be a friend, if you want to have a friend, you have to be a friend yourself. I remember when I was young, I would stay at home. All of my friends, they would always come to our house. I don't go to their house. And my mom would say, what type of friend? Make sure that you go. So that is what we call friendship. She encouraged me. Said, if you want to have a friend, you have to be a friend yourself. And she always instilled it on me that if a person backbites someone to you, they will also backbite you to someone else. I always remember those things. That is why when you come to me and you say, oh, this is what brother so-so-so said, I will say, I'm going to tell that person. So that when next you come, you will know that this will be my position. And you cannot tell me something. I will say, let me hear from the other side. People who know me, they will tell you that. I will say, let me hear you from. Because by the time you hear from the other side, the story will be different. And lastly, one of the things that she always tells me is that two wrongs don't make a right. When I was growing up, if you offend me, I would like to get even. But she will tell me, two wrongs don't make a right. My mother is gone. But those impressions last on me. What impression are we creating for our children? As you sit here today, I want you to look at it. What impression, what legacy are you giving to your children? I pray that you will leave a good legacy of all your children in the mighty name of Jesus. And whenever I do something that is wrong, maybe I do something to other person, she will ask me. She said, put yourself in another person's shoe. She said, feel it. Because I was stronger than my sister, I would beat her. Anything that she said like this, I would just say, she was older than me, say, if you talk here, if you talk there, even when we want to, when we are eating at home in the same plate, I have to take the meat first before she can. Even though she was older than me, and my mom will ask me, rather than beat me, she would say, put yourself in your sister's shoe. If you are older, will you have taken that one? So those things, they leave a lasting impression on me. And finally, she tells me, said, whenever you get down, make sure you rise up again. That if you fall down, make sure you rise up again. I pray that whatever legacy that we are leaving behind will be a lasting one and will be a good one in the mighty name of Jesus. No mother is perfect. I want to tell you this one. A motherhood is not easy job. The culture that we have today, it has embraced a greatest value on personal appearance. I was in Thailand several years ago when a woman said that her children, they are disturbing her. She killed all the three kids that she had. Five of them. She killed all of them because she wants personal happiness. Men, women, they don't want to have all this thing that children do. All these common things that children do. I pray that our story will not be like that in the mighty name of Jesus. Titus, the Bible passage that we read, Titus ministered in that pagan environment among Christians who had a background in such a violence, dishonesty, and immoral behavior. In fact, when you go to the book of Titus, Titus chapter 1 verse 12, the book reverted to them. He said, one of themselves, even a prophet of their host, said, the Christians are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. She called them. So therefore, in that environment, that's why it was Apostle Paul was encouraging Titus to say, the older women they are to exhort, to teach, to train the young women in the noble, in the excellent, and in the beautiful things of life. It was exhorting them. Many of the elders today, when you see them, they are all about themselves. They don't leave a good legacy. Had an elderly person. The young woman was going through a problem in her house. He said, why don't you leave that stupid man instead of encouraging them? The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. So quickly, I will go to three important things on how to be a good mother in an ungodly society. And I'm going to rush quickly. Number one, love your husband. That is what the Bible says. That's what Apostle Paul was telling Titus. He said, the marriage relationship takes priority. When you go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 to 33, you'll see there. Verse 22 to 23. It talks about marriage relationship matters. Make your marriage important to you. Take it as a priority. Let your husband be the head of the home. Many people will say that is oppressive. But we cannot change the Bible. That's what the Bible says. Let your husband be the head of the house. And he said, let your desire, the desire of you, be to that of your husband. And when the marriage relationship is priority, the wife and the husband, they will be most fulfilled. The children will learn how to have a successful marriage. The wife and the husband will both be aware of dangers of placing or other pursuits as priorities about the marriage relationship. The first marriage class that your children will go is your home. They will learn how you do things. They will learn how you cook. They will learn how you talk to your husband. They will learn how the husband talk to his wife. Please, I beg us, let us be a good example in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Number two things that you need to do is love your children. According to the word of the Bible, say love your children. Loving children does not mean giving them everything that they want. Part of love for children is that when they need something, you don't give them. It's part of love. Making sure that they keep up with the word. Making sure that they follow Jesus Christ. That is part of the love that you need to have for your children. Discipline them. Loving children requires discipline them. Because the Bible tells me in the book of Proverbs chapter 23, verse 13 to 14. Proverbs 23, 13 to 14. He said, do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish him with a rod, he will not die. He said, punish him with a rod and save his soul from death. If you discipline your children, they will not die. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Instilling the Bible on them. Let them know how to teach the word of God. Let them know how to love each other. Caring for their spiritual and emotional and physical needs. That is what the Bible tells us about the children. We need to love their children. Mothers need to love their children. And when they love their children, they will love their husband and everything will work out for them. And God will be with them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Mothers need to be exhibit a good Christian character. When you exhibit a good Christian character in this following area, you must be kind. You must be kind to people. You are the example that your children are looking for. They are looking up to you. You must be self-controlled. You must be self-controlled. Everywhere you go, be self-controlled. Don't be the first person to talk. Don't be the one that your voice will be the loudest. Look before you talk. They say, hey, before you shoot, don't shoot before you hit. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You must be pure. And again, you must submit to your husband. As you do this one, the Lord will help you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When you go to the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 to 2, it says, likewise, wives, be subject to your own husband, so that even if you do not obey the word, that they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives. When they see you respectful, their conduct will change. And I pray as you do this, the Lord will help you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want us to rise up. I want us to rise up as we pray for our mothers this afternoon, that God will encourage them, that God will make them to fulfill that assignment that God has given them. You see, Moses had his mother only until he was perhaps a young teenager. Samuel had his mother until he was about 3 years. After that, the only thing was that his mother would see him only once a year. And when you go to the history of President Lincoln, he said he only knew his mother, he was with his mother for only 9 years. So as mother, what does this one say to us? First, he said that the impression you make on your child while they were very young is extremely important. And the second thing is to remind you that the time you have to influence your child may be shorter than you think. This is a sobering thought. The time you have, every time I always remind my children that the last time I had the opportunity to be in the same house, be with my mom and everything, was 1969. After that, I was out. Immediately, I started primary one like this. I was out. I was staying with my grandmother. My mom was not around. She was always traveling, buying this one, buying that one. But the little period that I stayed with her, up to today, still has a lot of impression on me. I want us to praise the Father.
Father,
let me teach my children the way of the Lord. Let me teach my children, oh Lord. Let me teach my children, oh Lord, the right way, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let me teach them. Let me teach my children, oh Lord. Guide me, oh Lord, to teach my children the right way, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Can we pray for the man of God? As the Lord will uphold him, the Lord will strengthen him. In as the Lord has used him to speak to our mommy today, that God will speak to the men as well. That we too will take care of our home. And also, his home will not fail. His home will keep to be intact in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. Blessed be your name, Lord.